This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Were you surprised by that answer?
No, it's what I expected.
Oh, it's interesting because I think one of two things usually happens. Like when a team is bad, especially unexpectedly so, the local beat is harder and local media is harder on that team than like the national crowd, unless it's like an overflowing embarrassment. Like the national crowd really didn't take victory laps on the Browns outside of Deshaun as a huge victory. I mean, national media members have come on this station to defend Stefanski and Barry after, in the midst of what was a quagmire of a season. And then if you are good, the opposite happens, where the local media and fans tend to put more emphasis on your success than maybe the national crowd. I think it's interesting that right now everybody's in agreement the Knicks are a bit overrated.
Yeah, I mean, the missing part of that equation, although you're right, typically when it comes to media and local media, is that New York is just a little bit different. And New York is going to constantly try to seek out why things are wrong and how they can get better. And I'm telling you, I've been checking in way too much on the Knicks in the previous couple weeks, hence why it just didn't surprise me in any way, because they're devastated by the idea that they're 0-5 against the three best teams in the NBA. Like they know they're good, but they just don't think they're Boston, Cleveland, Oklahoma City good.
You've triggered me, and this always used to piss me off when Bull did it, so I'm just triggering something back.
Okay.
Guys, New Yorkers are as big a homers as anybody else. Like, it drives me crazy of, oh, we don't do that in New York. Bull crap.
New All right, media, every time New York the Knicks. Media goes to town,
every
though.
Time the New York Knicks get tangibly
that's
good.
That's the fans. You talked about the media. And the media in New York is different than the fan base in New York. And the media in New York will go, they go crazy.
Yeah, so do we.
I'm not saying it's not an us versus them type thing.
But it absolutely is.
Definitely,
for the purposes of this conversation,
there are much more homers in the Cleveland market than they're on the New York market. And come on now.
I don't know. I disagree. I listen to WFAN. There are plenty of homers.
I like to use Bull in this equation. When Bull worked at WFAN and lived in New York, and he's the one that's wrong in this equation.
He would just always say things.
Tell him how he's wrong.
Yeah,
more.
I get it.
Go
you
ahead.
Like Bull more than me, but he would always just say things like, we don't do that in New York. And I'm like, yeah, yes you do. Like it was just a little big timey for me, and it set me off when you said it because it sounded like something he would say.
You tried to blanket all of the whole entire how local media reacts to any sort of situation.
In
New York,
we live in a simulation. It was very similar.
Just a little bit different.
Everything is like in one standard deviation of positivity or negativity.
I would have been shocked if Ian Begley was like, "No, I think the Knicks are right there with Boston." I would have been shocked if he's like, "They're right there with the Cavs." I just wouldn't have seen it coming.
They're within 8 games. They've been to the conference semis the last 2 years, and they're arguably a better team on paper with Mikal Bridges and Karl-Anthony Towns now than they were a year ago. So it's just wild that that anybody's hammering the Knicks. And again, I don't necessarily think the Knicks are going to win a championship, but they're better now. Like they were a really good team and a pesky team last year. You've got the killer and Jalen Brunson, and you've got a bona fide top 15 talent in Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is he's a little bit too much Patrick Ewing. And Patrick Ewing was never fit to be the best player on a championship team. Well, that's kind of what they got Jalen Brunson for. That Knicks team with Ewing never had a dog like Jalen Brunson, even if I think he's still a little overrated himself.
I mean, all I can do is tell you what I've been reading for 2 weeks out of New York. Even when they've been winning games, it's
you've been
just,
reading everybody's work there.
Not everyone's work, yeah. But I've been taking like in a decent. Composite? I've been taking a decent amount
like
of it
composite
in.
Composite sketch, maybe. I think people are sleeping on the Knicks. I think that's a team you want to avoid in the playoffs. I think there are two teams that could tangibly beat you in the playoffs. I think it's the Knicks and it's the Celtics. The Celtics in a much more humiliating and different way, but I could see a Cavs Knicks series in reality being a pick 'em. Because, one, Thibodeau plays, has his team playing a style of basketball that pushes you around. And, two, quite frankly, there is the bugaboo of the Knicks have pantsed you several times, both in the regular season and postseason recently.
For sure, and that'll be something the Cavs have to deal with. By the way, I don't know that the list just extends or just stops at Celtics and Knicks. I mean, it's... We've already basically put the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals, but I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and they're like, they came up with like this nightmare scenario where the 76ers actually end up as the 8 seed with the play-in games and how this all equates, and they're like, that's a bad matchup for the Cavs to start off the playoffs. Like, there's certain scenarios out there that exist that I do think could be landmines, not necessarily Philadelphia, but as an opening round matchup, taking on Joel Embiid, like, that's not... It's not going to be a cakewalk. I think a lot of people think it's going to be easy to Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. I just don't think it's going to be.
I agree. And honestly, I think the Cavs are a team that if a team like Miami right now is currently the 8th seed, or if a team like you faced Orlando again, Orlando, I think Banchero's taking a step forward. They still could use one more player.
That's a good team, though.
But I think it will be a good thing if you play a team that stylistically does things that you're uncomfortable.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana, I think, is one of those teams.
Well, Indiana's the opposite side because they just play, I don't know too many teams that play that exact style of basketball. I'm talking more just a team that's going to try and push you around. A team that's going to try and bully you.
Oh, I thought I was thinking speaking more like matchup wise, but yeah, bully wise. Well, that's again we can go back to the Knicks and we can talk about again. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. I don't even know what's going to happen with Milwaukee. It seems like that's crumbling right now with Giannis and what's happened in the reports there over the past really 3-4 days. But there's some landmines in there. There are.
Yeah, and again, I think that's best for the Cavs. Like I don't okay. I know we all love the LeBron Cavs, where it was like, wake me up when the Eastern Conference Finals start.
Yeah.
If the Cavs are going to take multiple leaps, for them to go from where they were last year, which is getting bounced out in the semifinal round of the playoffs in 5 games by a far superior and far healthier Celtics team, to being an NBA title team this year, it can't be Cakewalk City until the Celtics. Like, it can't just be four game sweeps and the easy, and we're all just popping champagne and it's 30 point wins every night.
It'd make us feel good.
Well, yeah, it'd make you feel good, but it's false hope. Like, and now granted, I want to miss the Knicks entirely because I don't want to have to go from a 7-game series with the Knicks to a 7-game series with the Celtics. Those 14 games would be hell on the Cavs, and you'd worry about health stuff with your guards and everything else, and Dean Wade, of course, and Isaac Okoro now. But, you know, I think getting pushed, and maybe it's a competitive 5-game series or even a competitive 6-game series, I think credible fear is something you need to experience. And I think I think Darius Evan could use a slow simmer to a boil when understanding the pressure of the playoffs. Last year was a little bit of this, but there was so much pressure because they just didn't play up to their ability against Orlando. And they really struggled with that physicality. That series should have been over in 5 games. I'm not saying I want series to go on longer than they should. But like if your first round matchup's Miami, a nice 5-game series where every game's competitive, I think does you more than a 5-game series against Chicago, who you just completely sweep out of the gym every night.
What's interesting to me about that, and so I've been thinking about this in relation to how we talk about LeBron and some of the playoff games. When we watch these regular season games, for the most part, Nick, it's taken me back to when we watched LeBron regular season games in many ways, and that they've blown teams out. And so I wonder how the first two rounds of the playoffs are going to look. I really do. Because there is a part of me, I get what you're saying, but I'd like to see him put boots to ass. I would. I'd like to see him be able to just really, really dominate a series start to finish and just show us that they have taken those leaps forward.
So maybe this is the better way to put it, because we're going to like the extremes of the situation. I don't want to see the Cavs. I don't want games where I feel like the Cavs lost the game as opposed to the other team won them.
Yeah, like you run into a team and just shoot, 55% from three, just call it a day. Fine.
Well, and, I don't want to see the Cavs get pushed around. I don't want to see the Cavs, when games get tough, lilt. I want to see Darius take over a couple playoff games. I want to see Evan take. Like, those are kind of the circumstances where, I as a fan who wants to see them win a championship this year, well, that starts with confidence building playoffs. But that confidence isn't just for you and me. It's for them. I think confidence in the playoffs for a young team can be like a locomotive going downhill. It can build up really, really quickly, and you can surprise people in the NBA. But I don't think you get that way if it's just, well, you just consistently are more talented than the other team and outmatched, and you just play really hard. Like, I don't know how many lessons you learn in that. I think the only way you really grow confidence is if you succeed, and you succeed with enough adversity that by the time you get to Boston, if you get punched in the mouth or if Al Horford's pulling the old man Al crap, that you don't fall apart and you don't lilt.
I think they'll have enough chances to get punched in the mouth before then. I think that's kind of the point of the last couple minutes, right, is us talking about the idea that although they are much better than the Knicks and they are much better than a lot of the other teams in the East, there's still good enough teams there that they'll give the Cavs fits from time to time. The Cavs should just win those 7-game series.
One available QB lists off what he's looking for in his next team to the Browns. Fit that description. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.